candles, big boy, or I'll do it for you.
I don't see any method at all.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yay! Yippee-yi-oh! Ghost riders in the sky. The brands were still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered in the sky. He saw the riders coming hard and heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay! Yippee-yi-oh! Ghost riders in the sky. Loped on by him while he heard them call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today. With us you will ride, trying to catch that devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yay! Yippee-yi-oh! Ghost riders in the sky. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yo-ki-yay, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yo-ki-yay, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, 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 yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
At 7:03 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. The station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Memphis. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard K-Star and her rendition of Riders in the Sky, 1959, on Capitol, and Mae West. I come up here every weekend, every Thursday night, big boy. Mae West at age 79, celebrating Happy Birthday 21, although they didn't change the title of the song on the album. It's on the album Great Balls of Fire, 1972, on MGM. Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. The Quatloos before that, featuring Mike Murray. Let me tell you, some of those live tracks, they were mixed really well. With a couple of tweaks, you'll probably pass them off as live studio recordings. I mean, I made a career out of it. Anyway, Quatloos and Leave Me Alone, recorded sometime in March or April 1993. And it's from a recently released CD called The Enthralling Sounds of the Quatloos. Well, now you're the Five Royales and Say It. Track originally released on King in 1957, but I ain't gonna lie. And off of the compilation Juke Blockbusters Volume 2, came out in 1986 on Valmore. For that, Lillian Offit did My Man as a Lover. Got off the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 3. It was originally released on the Chief label in 1960, so she was a label me at a junior world, I guess. And that kicked off the set. Anyway. Yeah, check something out. But coming up, 7:05. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Baby, everything is alright. I'm tired, out of sight. Baby, gotta tell ya, it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
All right, it's time now. This is Emperor Hopkins. Right over there, the Fabulous Hustlers. Let's hear it. Linda!
For me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Like a This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
She was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. She had a yellow golden hair. I'm gonna follow everywhere. She had a wiggle when she walked. I wanted her to stop and talk. You know that I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. She was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. She had a yellow golden hair. Gonna follow everywhere. She had a wiggle when she walked. I wanted her to stop and talk. You know that I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. Back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her.
Oh yeah, 7:19 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. We just heard John Mayall and Looking Back, a single released on Decca in the UK in 1966. I got off the compilation, The Mod Scene, Volume 2, came out in 1999 on Decca. It's also on the American release, which is a compilation of singles called Looking Back. Came out Warner Brothers here, probably 68 or so. Anyway, before that, Dickie Lee. A song that was brought to the front of my mind. I got a bunch of Dickie Lee singles at home on Smash by Darling Lacey. I Saw Linda Yesterday. Came out in 1962. Before that, the Hustlers did Linda, a track that was originally released in the Rich label in 1965. I got off the compilation, A Big Itch, Volume 5. Stevie Wonder with, before that, with this week's song that everybody knows, and Uptight, from the album of the same name, 1966, on Motown. And The Sorrows, and We Should Get Along Fine. The B-side to Take a Heart came out in 1966 in this country on Warner Brothers. Okay. Let's give our listeners their justice due. Anyway. Where did I leave off? Yes. John Brealey in the, he's in the Lake District. Scott Corky, who hosts Everything You Know Is Wrong on my alma mater, WMWM. On Friday mornings, Darren Brennicell, who's a part of the Quatloos. Tontaleo. Big K. Brendan. Rick Schober with his, he's going to do solo. Earbuddies. Sundays from 9 to 11 here at MFO. Joe, MJ Quirk, and by the way, on Saturday at the Midway, they're going to resume they never stopped, the Saturday afternoon shows. They'll be with the Gypsy Moths, Johnny Plankton, and Club Linehan of Go-Go. That's doors open at 3, goes till 7, and that's at the Midway in JP, Lower Washington Street. So check it out. Robbie White, who hosts Forbidden Alliance. Now, the part where he spins all the tunes is from 9 to 10, but if I don't say 9 to 12, I'll hear about it. So Forbidden Alliance, it's WOWD in Silver Spring, in Tacoma Park, Maryland, I'm sorry. Sundays from 9 to noon. Melissa Jean. Mike Newman, who hosts Mike on the Mic Saturday mornings in my old slot, the old Coffee and Smoke slot, from 7 to 10, from 8 to 10, 8 to 10 now. Tommy in Stockholm in the middle of the night, and Smell Herbie. anyway, and there's a bunch of people who were interested, and I'll shout them out. Hopefully they're listening. They made themselves known. Anyway, hey, you know, if you want to be a star, be the idol of handfuls and handfuls of people across the internets in the greater Boston area. All you got to do is make me an ID. What you got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours and all their possible combinations. Your name, stage name acceptable. Your general geographic area or planet, and your claim to fame or lack thereof and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it. Use your imagination. Throw me a bone. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and email it to me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And also, if you're on Facebook and admit it you are, like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. You can also send me that WAV or MP3. Man, geez, I have something, but my voice is breaking and stuff. It's not like a 13-year-old. Anyway, yeah. That's all I gotta do. You can message it over that way. Well, we got another talk break to go, and then we can put this thing out of its misery. I hope you're digging it. If you're not, there's a general interest meeting at 4 o'clock on Sunday in Pearson 104. I'd say, I want Thursday nights from 6 to 8. Or bust. He's out of Desperate Hours.
Thank you. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
This is Doc Williams. Thousands have learned to play the guitar by ear from my simplified by ear guitar instruction course without knowing a note of music. So can you. I know you can learn if you'll only try. Play the guitar a little every day. Every time you see your guitar, pick it up and play a few chords, if only for a minute. In this way, you will develop calluses on your fingers, and also you'll get your fingers used to the proper positions for each chord. Also, as your fingers callus and strengthen, you'll hold your chords down tighter, making them sound clean and clear. Another important thing, is your guitar neck or fingerboard straight, or is it warped, thus making your guitar hard to finger? Now, to check your guitar fingerboard, look down the fingerboard like a rifle barrel from the tuning end. It should be straight. If it is not, you may need to buy a new guitar.
Pretty. And you years from now, when you talk about this, and you will, be kind.
Three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Okay, let me tell you, I'm playing this next to last set of the show. Just heard the New Breeds, a band from Columbus, Ohio, and Girl in Love. Probably not with him, the way the song was going. Anyway, it was originally released on the Hillside label in 1966. I got off the compilation, appropriately enough, called I'm Down Today. It came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. Before that, the Cow Sills with Indian Lake from their Captain Sad and the Ship of Fools LP. Came out in 1968 on MGM. The Hard Times and Fortune Teller came out in 1966 on World Pacific. World Pacific was one of those labels that had, like, you know, really light jazz, so it's kind of unusual. I do believe they were the same ones that pressed I Can't Wait Till Friday Comes, but I might be wrong in that. Somebody should look it up and set me straight. I don't care. Then the Ventures kicked off the set. Another Ventures track. If I'm going to play the Mustangs twice, I'm going to play the Mustang twice. I'm going to play the Ventures twice. No Trespassing. It appears in the first album, Walk Don't Run, but it's I got a single. It was a single released in 1963, on 1960 on Dalton. Got 63 in the head. Anyway. Looking something up here. Don't mind me. Anyway, people might be here. Oh no. People might be here, but I'll shut them out. Frank Rosano hosts Rosano Radio on Tuesdays here at MFO. Michelle Meadows, Smitty, who played the, along with Diablo Gatto, played the mealtime and the dinner time set at the JP Music Festival. Wound up being a great day. That was at down by on the Jamaica Way. Rick Sanger, Meg Ormond, John Tremblay, who hosts every other Friday night from 10 to midnight, the In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee on WNMC, Traverse City, Michigan. Mike Malone, host of the WURN Underground Radio Network out in Worcester. Lee Limerick and Donna Murray. You said you were interested. You may not be listening because I'm shouting you out right now. Hey, whatever. it's 20 minutes, 19 minutes ago. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Of mine, and one day you'll find. Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
me every morning, vibrates me at night. I love the way she does it, it feels so right. It shakes me all over and I love it so well. The feeling I'm getting, a doctor can't tell.
Maybe we can get this thing started, huh?
Okay, it's 7:55 and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck. From the has-beens, should-have-beens, water-cutters, and never-worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday right here at MFO from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set. The reason I'm going on early is actually the travel music's a long song, four-minute job. Anyway, you just heard the Human Beings and Evil Hearted You. I got it originally released on the Elysian label in 1966. I got off the compilation What a Way to Die. Came out in 1983 on Satan. Before that, The Torsions did Vibrations, originally on the Carrie Way label in 1966. I got off the CD compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volumes 3 and 4. Came out in 2015 on Crypt. Before that, The Royal Guardsman from 1968 and I'm Not Gonna Stay on Laurie. Dino, Desi, and Billy. Before that, did We Know. Came out in 1964 in Reprise. And The Soul Survivors. They were from the Metro West area. Song I played a lot on The Desperate Hours, Coffee and Smokes, whatever. Love Her So. Came out in 1967 on Corey. Continental Recording. Anyway, we're signing up for shows. Keep your fingers crossed. Coming up on October 3rd will be the Novelty Show. All novelty tunes. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. Take care.